Hey Shine Brightly listeners, if there's one thing we can all agree on, the world can often feel like a dark and lonely place. Here at Gifts and Go, we often see people in hopeless situations, feeling like there's nowhere else they can turn. That is until they find Gifts and Go. In addition to being a fundraising platform, we're ready to listen and pray for your campaigns. No matter where you are, what you've done, or what you're going through, Gifts and Go believes in giving a voice to the voiceless and sharing hope with the hopeless. That's why we're the platform where help and hope go hand in hand. To offer this same help and hope to someone in your life, visit giftsandgo.com to give to a campaign or to start your very own campaign. That's www.giftsandgo.com.
Hello and welcome to our Gifts and Go Spotlight. We're glad you're joining us as we spotlight campaigns that are on Gifts and Go, people who are raising money to do some pretty cool things around the world. Tonight, I have with me Angelina. Welcome, Angelina.
Hi.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I'm a college student, which it's a nice time in my life because I get my summers to do whatever I'd like. So,
wow, that is nice. Where do you go to school?
I'm at GCC right now. And I'm going to be transferring to the Arizona State University.
Okay. What are you going to school for?
Speech language pathology.
Wow. That's cool. What year are you in?
I will be ending my sophomore year in a couple weeks.
Okay, very good. It looks like it's warm where you are today. It's a warm up. It's starting to get there here over around the East Coast where I am. Starting to get a little warmer. I can feel summer coming, which I'm thankful for. I love the heat. So I see that you have a campaign on Gifts and Go. What are you raising money for?
Yeah, so I'm going to be spending my summer as a Makanalani intern in Kauai, Hawaii.
Wow, that's a mouthful. So how did you find this opportunity?
I actually have friends from my church who have done it before.
Okay. Have you ever been to Hawaii before?
I have not. I'm excited.
I know. That's really exciting. I want to go to Hawaii real bad. I have never been and I hear it's beautiful. So some people from your church have gone and so this opportunity came up and said, you're going to work at a camp all summer. Is that kind of what, or how long will you be there?
Yeah. So I will be there for 3 months, from mid-May to mid-August.
Okay.
And so Makanalani is a kids camp. It's a Christian camp and that it is free for students to attend. As an intern, I will be doing more of like behind the scenes stuff to help, support it financially so that it can remain free for kids.
Oh, very cool. So, is it like a sleepover camp where people sleep, the kids come and sleep, or do they come every day? Like, is it a day camp?
You know, I should probably know that, but I actually don't. I think it's a sleepaway for the kids, but it's definitely a sleepaway for us.
Yes. Yep. And, do you know how many kids they usually expect or like how big it is? Do you know anything about it? Or is it all just going to be like a great adventure?
You know, a bit of an adventure. I mean, the place is huge. I think they have the capacity for a lot of kids. I don't really know numbers though. So.
Okay. And so you'll be just kind of doing, you won't necessarily be working with the kids hands-on. You'll be doing like some of the fundraising and figuring out how to get, you know, continue the mission of what this camp does. Has it been around for a long time? As do you know? Not really? No. So this is just, you know, that's sometimes the most fun is just hopping into an adventure that you don't actually know like all the details about, and you're going to just show up and God's going to use you. So I see you started a campaign on Gifts and Go. How did you hear about Gifts and Go?
You know, I was just looking to set up a fundraising page and I saw it and I was like, ooh, this looks cool.
Had you ever done any sort of fundraising online like this before?
No, first time.
Okay, so I see you've raised a little bit of money. So you've started to raise money. If people who are watching, they want to support this, you can go to giftsandgo.com. It'll also be across the bottom of the screen, but giftsandgo.com/Angelina Hawaii trip. And you can read more about what Angelina is going to be doing. It looks like there's a video about the camp.
Yeah, so I included a summary video that they have on their website.
Okay, great. Anything specific that people can be praying for as you gear up to finish school this semester and get ready to leave for 3 months? Anything specific you'd like the people who are watching to be praying for?
I mean, definitely safe travels and also just the financials behind it and that everything falls into place.
So this money you're raising, trying to raise $2,500, is this like your support for the summer? Like you raise your own support to go and kind of almost like be a missionary there where you're paying your own way?
Yeah, so that'll cover my tuition and meals while I'm there. That'll go straight to the camp.
All right. What are you hoping to get out of this experience? You know, you could be, you know, I have a daughter probably about your age and she's in college as well. And you could just take the summer off and relax and work or whatever else, but you're choosing to go do this. What are some of the things that you're hoping will happen this summer?
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to traveling and just exploring and seeing more. But also I think serving and spending so much time with God in a constant presence with other people who are living in their faith will just be a really impactful experience.
That's awesome. You don't know anybody there now, right? Are you going to go? Do you know anybody like when you get there, you're like, oh, my friend, like I know someone there, or will it be all just new people, new friends?
I know one person there. I actually don't know her personally. She reached out to me over Instagram. She was like, hey, I'm actually here right now. Nice to meet you.
That's cool. That is cool. And do you have like, what does your family think of you leaving for the summer and going anything? Are they excited?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever done any other mission trips before or anything like this?
Nope. This will be my first mission trip. So.
Okay. So traveling some. This is exciting. Well, again, if you want to support Angelina, you can go to givesandgo.com/AngelinaHawaiiTrip. And you can read about her campaign. You can give and pray. How long has your campaign been up? I did not look into, has it been a month or so?
Yeah, about a month.
Okay. All right. And any money you give will just help Angelina be able to minister at this camp and do whatever these people do to serve these kids that come to this camp. Do you tend to work with kids? Like, I know you said that's not necessarily going to be your job, but is that something like you're interested in? Like, do you serve at church in the children's ministry or like anything like that?
So I was a preschool teacher throughout high school and I did that for about 3 years. And right now I am a swim instructor for kids.
Okay. So right up your alley, the whole kid being at a kid's camp or just school. I was a children's pastor director for years too. And so, you know, when you have a heart for kids and, you know, we're going to just be praying that God blesses you on this journey, that he reveals himself so strongly to you, that your relationship with him will just grow deeper. I know that as you go through college, it's at least what I see with my girls and things is that as you go through college, there's a lot of voices out there, you know, and I'll be praying that you hear God's voice the loudest, that he continues to direct you. I'm thankful for people like you that step out when there's a need and, go, because, you know, there's an old song by Stephen Curtis Chapman. It's called The Great Adventure. And we talk about it a lot, that if we are Christians, we should be living an adventure. And you are taking the step to step out of your comfort zone into the unknown. Like you really don't really know what to expect, except probably pretty nice weather, which, okay, that's a great part of it. But I can't wait to, you know, I'd love to, when you get back in the fall, I'd love to have you on again and just hear a little bit about your experience. Cause you'll be like, oh my gosh, I had no idea like what God was going to do, but I would love to keep in touch and hear, make sure that you add updates on your campaign as it gets closer or through the summer. So people can follow you. Again, it's givesandgo.com/AngelinaHawaiiTrip. Any last minute things you want to say or anything you can think of that I didn't ask?
No.
Angelina, well, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us sharing. We're going to put this out on social media and hopefully people will come to your campaign and continue giving. But you know what? God is in control. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He provides for his people. And so, you know, don't worry. Yeah, you'll keep fundraising, sharing, letting people know. But if this is where God wants you, you will be there. And we can't wait to hear how he uses you. So thank you so much for being obedient.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
You have this friend. They're going through a hard time and you want to help them, but you don't know how or where to start. When you see a need, step in with GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo is a safe, trusted, and reliable crowdfunding platform designed to help you help others. With a few clicks of a button, you can set up a campaign for the person you want to support. Come to GiveSendGo.com and set up your campaign. Then, share it with the people closest to you and watch the funds and prayers start flooding in. That's www.givesendgo.com.